All right, so I'm going to talk about the 666 Beast Revelation, etc., etc. I'm going to reveal it. I'm going to title this 666 Beast Revealed, Unfurled, Unfolded, Decoded to the Hilt Like You've Never Heard. I've already talked about it in a way, but I'm going to explain it in a little bit more detail. I'm kind of emotionally drained right now, so I might not be as sounding as excited as I want to be. Whew. It's weird how emotions get in the way of functioning down here. Pretty much sucks, don't it? Anyway, let's see if I can pull myself back to normal. Because when stuff gets revealed to you, you want to talk about it while you're thinking about it, even though you might not be emotionally right at the moment, but you want to pass this information on because it's so important. So talks about count up the number of the beast, right? For it is the number of a man. And I said, now listen, AI. Let's look at the Greek. Does that word mean number of a man or the number of man? And AI went into the Greek and said it's the number of mankind. Now, it can be substituted either or. Now, I haven't looked it up in the Greek yet, so... But I know by a holographic view what really is going on here. I'm going to post what AI said underneath this video, so don't worry. The default state of mankind, not a man, but all mankind, is what? Sin. You're born in a default state of sin and rebellion and confusion and all that. Now, if you think about it, mankind in sin is trying to be their own God. A works-based salvation instead of faith alone and Jesus alone. The machine man. You see the New Age people you see the Demetria people trying to decode. You see the Gnostics trying to get back to God through knowledge. You see everything that man is doing, the legalist, the emotionalist, the Pentecostals, the traditionalist, the Methodist. You see all these attempts to get back to God and live forever, just like the last part of Genesis 3, right? And God made it impossible for them to eat the tree of life. And the reason God did it is because he doesn't want you to be in misery forever, you know? He's protecting you. Because if you ate of the tree of life in a state of sin, that's hell on earth. Imagine before you got saved, you were in bitterness and anger and upset and lust and greed and rebellion and all that. Imagine living in that state all your life. Forever. Not just your life, but forever. God wouldn't let you do that. So the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life, it's telling you some big, deeper stories. I'm not going into that right now. But it's all connected. Everything's connected. Genesis to Revelation is all connected. It's a story of the failure of mankind. And it's a story of mankind trying to get back to God in the energy of the flesh. And so everybody's born in the flesh mind and not the spirit mind, which is the mind of Christ. And that's why he says, renew your mind. And these programs that are programmed into us as a child, that is the 666. So you might say, well, is Elon the Antichrist? We all are till we get saved. Yeah, everything he's doing is supporting Antichrist script. The Antichrist has a script just like God does. And so everything that the Antichrist is doing is anti to God's script. So the flesh, the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. So people in the flesh can't even hear what we're saying because we're saved. We say it's faith alone. The only thing they hear is, you got to be good. And you say, well, we didn't say that. It's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. In their mind, because they're in the flesh, they just hear, oh, I got to be good. There's none good, no, not one. Well, if I'm not good, how can I get to heaven? Faith alone. Well, I'm not good enough. It's faith alone. There's none good. There's only one good, Jesus. So you could talk circles until the Holy Spirit convicts them that they're sinners. You'll talk in circles. Anyway, so the 666, and like I said, I don't even know if I can finish this right now. The number of a man, or the number of mankind. So yes, it's going to be an individual, but the Bible says there's many antichrists on the scene waiting. But it's the number of mankind, and it's the number of man. That's why anybody could be the antichrist if they sold their soul to the devil. And the beast, the word beast is Beastar, B-E-A-S-T. Do the anagram, and they're trying to be their own stars. That's what Hollywood's about. We're going to be a star. We got to put our name on the concrete, the star on the Hollywood concrete. We want to be stars. They want to be stars because deep down they know it's written in the stars. It's all scripted. But the joint heirs with Christ are the true stars, because God pulls us out. And if you made it through something, it's because God pulled you out. He had a calling on your life. And so the 666 beast number, the mark of the beast, is the hive mind all coming together saying, we're going to be gods. You can see it all over the place, the New Age, the Jama'at, all the people, everything that's being promoted. We're all going to be one. We're all going to be God. We're all going to be the God-man through machine man. They think they're going to be gods through machines. And what is a machine? It's a man-made thing. So you got to get in the metaverse. You got to put this on your forehead, 666. You got to put this on your wrist, 666. Apple Watch, metaverse. And so the number of the beast is actually the flesh mind. And when mankind in general takes the flesh mind to the nth degree, it's going to be a beast that they nominate who receives a demon. So there's going to be a beast, a machine man beast, that gets possessed by a demon, and they're all tied to the hive mind, and everybody's in the metaverse. And that's why they can all see the two witnesses, because it's tied to their brain like Elon Musk is doing. And so the 666 cube flesh mind hive Borg cube system is what the 666 is. And yes, there will be one individual, but fractally it's everybody, and everybody who joins in with it, they're part of the beast system too. And it's happening now. It just hasn't culminated completely. But the 666 flesh mind hive beast system's already here, because those who reject Jesus are a part of it. And like I say, that's everything. But I mean, I could break it down even more. But the count up the number of the beast, when God showed me that, I did that for 5 years. I kind of got depressed because I saw 666 on everything. And then I cried out to God and said, Lord, what's really going on here? I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like it. And then he showed me the blood of his cross everywhere, being you cross your legs, cross your arm, cross eye, cross your neighbor. Everything that you think will cross, everything you do is the cross and the word. You're speaking words. So everything that we do is the cross and the word. Everything that we do. Everything that we do is the cross and the word. You can't escape it. If you want to use numbers, you got to use words. If you want to go across the street, your legs cross. The crux of the matter is the cross, and the word crux means cross. So when you even say the crux of the matter is the cross is the crux, and the crux is the cross. Everything is the cross. It's a projection. So mankind in general is bringing in the Antichrist 666 beast system because man wants to be a star without Jesus, and they want to be worshiped, and they want to rise up and usurp God just like Eve did in Genesis 3, and it's not ever going to happen, but they keep trying, and that's what everything is. And you think you're going to work for a life down here, but they're using you and abusing you to try to bring in a devil system, and they just lie to your face, and you believe the lies.